building works, you can hear this sound all over Berlin. And it's a sound loathed by renters. Not just because it's loud and annoying, but because it could mean your rent is about to get much more expensive.
For Susanna, Anna and Anya, it all started when they heard their buildings had been sold. Then a letter arrived.
When it came, I thought like, oh, this is it. Like, I'm leaving Berlin, basically, right? Because where else would you go now that this is happening everywhere? It's not like, it's not just about losing my flat or not being able to afford my flat. It's also, there's nowhere else to go anymore.
It was the kind of letter renters here in Berlin have come to dread. Anna's building in southeastern Berlin had been sold to an investment company, and the new owners would be modernising the house, meaning everyone renting a flat there would have to pay more. It was the same for 30-year-old social worker Susanna, who lives in the neighbouring district.
I was very anxious. I thought, I don't know, how am I going to do this now and how am I going to afford this?
Susanna was facing a rent rise of more than 200 euros, a total hike of 50%. She's lived in her flat for the last 8 years, a cosy apartment with wooden floors and a small balcony. And it's here that I've come to hear about the tenants' experiences.
I already live in a one-bedroom flat by myself. I can't downsize anymore.
39-year-old Anna has been living in her flat since 2013. 3 years ago, she decided to go back to university to study speech and language therapy. Receiving that letter threw her future into uncertainty. Her neighbour Anya, who's now 21 and studying law, had been living in the same building with her family since she was born.
We were sitting in the kitchen with my parents and the letter was also like 50 pages and just calculations with weird numbers. I don't know, no one understood why it's so much money. And then I was asking my dad if we could afford it and he was like, no matter what, we will stay in this flat, no matter how much they will increase it, because it's like, it's not property, but if you live there for 25 years, it's something you want to keep forever in a way.
The majority of Berliners are tenants, not property owners, and many rent their flats for years, even decades. Faced with losing their homes, for Anya, Anna and Susanna and their neighbours, there was only one thing to do, fight back. In both buildings, the neighbours got together to contact their local councils, which ended up blocking the modernisation work. But that wasn't the end of it.
And then we got the second letter last Christmas.
Around a year after they received that first letter about the modernisation, another letter arrived in the tenants' mailboxes. If the owners couldn't modernise, then they would renovate. And for that, they don't need the council's permission. Here, renovating describes general upkeep of the building, and landlords can't charge for it. Modernising involves more comprehensive building work, and part of the cost can be charged to tenants in the form of a rent hike. At Anna and Anya's building, scaffolding went up.
All windows were kind of shut. Also, our plants died, all of them. And I felt like we're getting depressed slowly because yeah. No light for half a year was crazy.
Then, at both buildings, something strange happened. It was just before Christmas 2018. Many of Anna's neighbours were away for the holidays.
I came back from a walk with the dog. It was so loud and noisy and there was these random people on the scaffolding, like, just pressure drilling the walls.
At this point, Susanna takes us outside so I can see what they're talking about.
It's like a mess.
So the whole building's covered in scaffolding and around all the windows is blue graffiti. It looks like a scribble, actually. And on some of the walls, squares of the plaster have been chipped off all over the building to reveal the brickwork behind.
It looks the same in our house with those weird marks with the graffiti. And you're like, what is that? I thought on the first day I saw this that crazy teenagers were vandalizing, but apparently the landlord did this.
There's supposed to be markings, color-coded markings about where the facade is damaged and what kind of damage there is.
That's
right?
What the graffiti is supposed to be.
Graffiti is supposed to be.
You feel that they're using unfair methods, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously. I mean,
yeah. Like, yeah.
And they did this in a time where no one could see it because it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
We had to call the police or like the authorities so they would stop them to destroy even more. And here they destroyed more than at our house, mm-hmm. because you couldn't stop them.
We didn't stop them, yeah.
The neighbours believe this mess is a deliberate move in order to pave the way for modernisation and therefore hike up the rent. If the landlord can prove to the local council that at least 10% of the facade needs repairing, the council has to allow modernisation work. Legally, this is a grey area, and at both buildings, tenants are waiting on a new decision from their local councils about what should happen next. The process has been exhausting.
Also having the stress all the time, not knowing if they increase the rent again, or like you're still in this lawsuit, and then, I mean, everyone in this house is working, and they have to meet after work to do all those neighborhood meetings and organize the kind of resistance. I feel like a lot of people are too tired to do it, or like too stressed.
Yeah, also knowing
to find the time.
That you have a landlord like this, like someone who is not,
who wants to kick you out. It's
just about money. It's not about your situation, about what you need. I think this also makes a huge impact on how you feel at a place. I really don't feel welcomed in my house anymore, and I did before.
Berlin's property boom is already driving people away, but it's also bringing them together to stand up for their communities.
I like my street. I like the diversity. And I don't want this place to change drastically. So this is why I also fight. It's frightening me how quick things can change and what it does to the people.
It's a fear shared by many in Berlin. And it prompts the question, who really owns this city? Loveday Wright, DW, Berlin.